Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Cracks beginning to show at airports as the government shutdown enters its seventh day, despite warnings from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
These air traffic controllers, they're critical infrastructure. They're critical to the operation of the federal government. So they're required to show up for work.
But controllers who aren't getting paid have begun sicking out. CBS's Jared Hill.
The tower is closed due to staffing.
For several hours Monday, there were no air traffic controllers at Hollywood Burbank Airport.
It doesn't make me happy. It is kind of scary.
Pilots redirected to other centers. The Senate stalemate continued Monday. For a fifth time, the chamber failed to pass a clean GOP funding bill or a Democratic proposal that includes protections for Affordable Care Act subsidies and Medicaid.
President Trump now threatening to use the Insurrection Act to get National Guard troops into Democratic-led states.
These are unsafe places. We're going to make them safe.
Guard members from Texas are deploying to Chicago after a judge turned down Illinois' bid to stop them. Governor J.B. Pritzker claims it's an unconstitutional invasion.
Trump and the thuggery that his agents have brought has actively made us less safe.
Memorial events are being held across Israel, commemorating the 2 years now passed since the October 7th attacks that triggered the war in Gaza. Ruby Chen's soldier son was among the more than 1,200 killed. He's hoping all sides will agree to a peace deal.
I think this is where the international community should do whatever it can to put an end to this and allow us, the simple people that have been collateral damage for too long, to be able to have our family members back.
Hamas took 251 people hostage. Negotiators for both sides are meeting in Egypt for a second day to consider President Trump's plan to end the war. The Supreme Court hears oral arguments today on a Colorado rights case dealing with kids, gender identity, and sexual orientation. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The legal question is whether a state can ban conversion therapy for medical reasons without violating the First Amendment's freedom of expression clause. The plaintiff is saying, I talk for a living, and the government is now restricting what I can talk about.
Renewable energy's just overtaken coal as the top source of energy around the world, but not all countries are keeping up. The BBC's Justin Rollat.
The U.S. and Europe sort of lagging behind, not increasing the delivery of new wind and solar by the same amount, not meeting the new electricity demand with it.
Nobel Prize in Physics just awarded to three scientists, among them American John Martinez, for discoveries in quantum mechanics. Dow futures down 64. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Drugs or alcohol were likely a part of that deadly head-on crash in Summers Sunday night. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says at about 6:30 that night, a GMC pickup truck crossed the center line on Highway E and collided with an SUV, killing the SUV driver and seriously injuring the pickup truck driver. Emergency crews had to pull the SUV driver from the crash, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office is leading the investigation. He was just released on bond 2 weeks ago for a felony theft charge. Now he's back behind bars. A criminal complaint says 45-year-old Ricardo Mendoza Sr. stole about $800 worth of goods from Kohl's in Mount Pleasant Friday. Mendoza was already awaiting trial on a separate felony theft case filed just last month. He was released on a signature bond. Prosecutors have now charged him with another count of felony theft and bail jumping as a repeat offender. Records show Mendoza has a long criminal history, including convictions for theft, drug offenses, and resisting arrests. He's being held in the Racine County Jail while the new charges move forward. You'll save a nickel a gallon if you fill up in Racine County instead of Kenosha County today. The average is $2.71 in Racine County. That's better than in most places. Lisa Hale has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices continue their downward trajectory, falling 5.5 cents per gallon in Wisconsin in the last week. The state's average is now $2.77 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. Nationally, the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.08. Patrick DeHaan, who heads petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said OPEC agreed to boost oil production over the weekend, but a refinery fire outside of Los Angeles will cause prices to increase in the western states.
And it'll be a celebratory train ride to the friendly confines. If you've got tickets to Wrigley for a potential clinching Game 3 of the National League Division Series, you could take a ride to Chicago on the Brewers Express. The special Amtrak train will depart Milwaukee's Intermodal Station tomorrow morning with cars decorated in Brewers colors. The first 300 passengers will get brats and giveaways. The game doesn't start until 4. The train will make regular stops on its way to Chicago's Union Station. That includes a normal stop in Sturtevant. Fans will still need tickets to enter the game. Amtrak will send a train back at 8 tomorrow night. If you're staying closer to home, there's a watch party planned at the Harley campus in Milwaukee. If the Brewers win, they move on in the playoffs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it was the bottom of the first. The Brewers already losing to the Cubs 3-0 when Andrew Vaughn came to the plate. Two men on, coverage on TBS.
And it's a high fly ball to left field. Hap underneath it, in front of the wall. This ball's gone! Andrew Vaughn ties the game with one swing. He's done it again.
The Brewers went on to win 7-3. Vaughn on what led to his 3-run home run.
You know, William gets a huge hit. Yelly gets a huge hit. You know, I was just trying to keep the momentum going. You know, have a team at bat there. Definitely a big moment. The momentum swing, that was huge.
Game 3 is tomorrow afternoon at 4:08 at Wrigley Field. NBA, the Bucks with a 103-93 win over the Heat in Miami. But guard Cole Anthony had to leave the game after getting stitches in his chin.
Yeah, he's good. It was a deep cut, but he's good. I told him when you play defense, this stuff happens.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
We had allergies and things back in the day. I'm sure we just didn't label everything. But you know what? No allergies today. Nada. You know why? Because I drank water out of a hose that was rolled up in my backyard that sat outside in the grass in the hot sun for months at a time, melting that plastic. It oiled up so much, it would burn your face and it wouldn't even come out in a steady stream. It'd be firing rusty spigots through that thing in the back, like BBs into the back of your throat until it wasn't enough and you just ripped the hose off the faucet and wrap your lips around that. Just suck all the asbestos and lead right out of the house. Just go right to the source, and I was fine. Why was I fine? Because all day long at school, I'm chewing on pencils. I'm sniffing magic markers like they're going out of style. 30 seconds a nostril. Have some fun. Get used to it. Eating paste because it looked like mayonnaise.
Spencer Davis Group. Give me some love. And somebody famous was from that group, too. I can't remember who it was. Every day I remember that somebody famous was from some of these groups, and I can't remember. Hey, at 6:11, I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this rainy morning. I haven't said that in, like, I can't remember when I said it's a rainy morning. For today, expect a gradual clearing with a high near 64. Clear tonight, lows 50. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 61. Right now, we do have some rain. It's 56 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up later on this morning, we're going to speak to Aaron McCollum from Marine Credit Union. He's got some stuff. This is important stuff. You got the holidays coming up, and he's going to tell you how to budget for the holidays because people go into debt during the holidays. Got to buy those Legos. Got to buy that PlayStation. So, and this is for the kids. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we've got some tickets to give away to Tower of Power and War coming to the Genesee Theater November 1st. And you can win a pair of tickets. We'll give that away a little later on as well. 6:11, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. But this morning, I got to ask you, who's going to stop the rain? Here's CCR, Creedence Clearwater. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Long as I remember, the rain's been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly hate us, trying to find the sun.
It's 6:14, local news time. Liz hits a WRJN with Creedence. We'll stop the rain. We're going to stop the rain. A gradual clearing today with a high near 64. Right now it is raining. It's 56 degrees here at Radio Park. According to data from a quarter million adults, 250,000 adults in 50 countries, social media is on the decline everywhere except America. Maybe finally happening here, though, now that social platforms are being filled with AI-generated videos. I saw one the other day. I'm showing it to my wife. She goes, "That's not real. It's AI." And sure enough, it was. I couldn't tell the difference. I was duped. The dope was duped. I couldn't tell. 6:14 WRJN. I love them. The Shirelles. Mama said. Local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. Mama said.
Trails, Mama said, it's 6:16. Local news, timeless, it's here at WRJN. You know, if you polled 100 people and asked them the question, do you enjoy waiting? How many people do you think would say yes? Maybe two people? A new study came out that says waiting is actually good for you. It can help improve your self-control by not reacting impulsively. And if you turn it into a game, waiting can be fun. No, I don't think so. Here's Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been said that nothing good happens after midnight, even when something might seem harmless, like doing wind sprints behind a bar at 12:30 a.m. Former Jets quarterback and Fox News analyst Mark Sanchez was doing just that after several drinks, apparently, early Saturday morning. It led to a physical altercation with a much older man, which is still under investigation. It was first reported that Sanchez was in critical condition with stab wounds, but now it's come out that he might have been the instigator of the incident that involved a 69-year-old grease truck driver. According to security tapes, both men, despite getting physical, were trying to record each other with their phones. Authorities say Sanchez body slammed the man to the ground and beat him up a bit before being stabbed two or three times, at which point Sanchez ran off. Mark Sanchez was arrested while recovering in the hospital, but has since been released. More details are sure to follow with this strange incident. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen. You are J.N.
time. I may be climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it. Time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Life can be short or long. Love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I make it with you. I really think that we could make it, baby. You know that dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life, it's for us to keep. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
David Gates and Brad, make it with you. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN 624. It's raining now, but we're looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 64. Clear tonight, lows 50, sunny again tomorrow with a high near 61. I mean, I'm glad it rained because my lawn was brown. I mean, there was no life to it anymore. But now it got a good soaking, and that's what I needed. All right, so it's raining 56 degrees right now at Radio Park. Not long ago, this was one of the biggest pharmacies in America. Now, Rite Aid is officially out of business. They announced their remaining locations closed last week. The chain was founded back in 1962. At its peak, there were 5,000 Rite Aid stores across America. They've also been losing ground to bigger chains like CVS and Walgreens, and a lot of people just getting their prescriptions to the mail now. So it's getting harder to compete. Rest in peace, Rite Aid, at age 63. I remember Rite Aids all over the place at one time. I knew people that worked at Rite Aid, and now they're all gone. Sign of the times, I guess.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
On the roof,
it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet, I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I
keep a telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
Go the Drifters up on the roof. Local news, timeless. It's WRJN. Looking for a gradual clearing today. Rain should be ending. Highs near 64 degrees. Time for moron news. A truck and trailer stolen in Canada a week ago. It was packed with $35,000 worth of salsa. It's unclear if the thieves targeted the salsa or they were hoping it contained something more valuable. Who knew there was even a black market for salsa? I mean, you can get it at any supermarket for a good price, huh? Here come the Archie Sugar Sugar 628 WRJN.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you,
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
It's one of those studio bands that didn't exist. The Archies. Sugar, sugar. Local news. Timeless hits. WRJN 631. Let's check our local news this morning. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 27-year-old Milwaukee man is back in Racine County custody after police say he brought drugs to court and was nodding off during a hearing. Calvin Burnside was in court for a hearing on an earlier case when deputies say they noticed he seemed impaired and nodding off. A criminal complaint says a search revealed small baggies of fentanyl and cocaine along with a syringe hidden in his clothes. Burnside is charged with two counts of felony bail jumping on top of drug possession charges. He was released on the previous charges on a $1,000 bond back in April with the condition not to commit any new crimes. One person died and another suffered severe injuries after a head-on crash in Summer Sunday night. Police say a pickup truck crossed the center line on Highway E and hit an SUV head-on at about 6:30. The driver of the SUV was pronounced dead at the scene. The pickup driver was hospitalized with serious injuries. Authorities believe alcohol or drugs may have played a role in the crash. The Kenosha County Major Crash Assistance Team is investigating. More people died from domestic violence in Wisconsin last year than ever before.
A new report from a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin counts 98 deaths in 2024, a record high since the group started tracking them in 2000. Guns were involved in most of the cases, and almost all victims were women. Advocates say the violence is rising just as key funding is disappearing. The group is calling for more stable funding and action to protect families statewide. Believe it or not, the holiday parade is about a month away. Applications are now open for the 2025 Racine Holiday Parade happening Saturday, November 8th. It's one of downtown Racine's most loved traditions where thousands gather to celebrate the start of the holiday season. Any group or organization can apply to join the fun. The parade kicks off with carolers and ends with Santa, a tree lighting ceremony, and fireworks. There's more about how to get involved on the Downtown Racine Corporation website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Farmers are not the only ones that are keyed in on weather. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. In fact, all of us are paying attention to what's happening with Wisconsin weather. Now, a great opportunity to dive a little deeper into the systems that help predict our weather. That story next.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
If you're into weather, then you want to be in the Madison area on October 25th for this year's Wisconsin Science Festival. It's going to offer a special weather event at the Wisconsin Energy Institute on the UW-Madison campus. WiscoNet manager Chris Fogoski is going to help people understand the behind the scenes of Wisconsin weather. Southern Wisconsin is home to the Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences Department, the National Weather Service, several big market TV meteorologists, the State Climate Office, and WiscoNet. And he wants the general public to know more about all of them.
We're going to be bringing all of them together to talk about all the different things that they do to study and learn more about the atmosphere and weather and climate in Wisconsin and around the world. So we'll have a weather station set up. We'll have TV monitor so you can see how the weather gets from the weather station to your TV screen. We'll have the tools that people use in Antarctica so that they can study the weather without freezing. So there's a lot of really cool, unique things that we're going to have on display. So we're really excited for it.
Chris Vygotsky, he is the WiscoNet manager, introducing the general public to more of the layers of weather forecasting that you depend on. Now, the Wisconsin Science Festival runs October 16th through the 26th, but as I said, this special weather event happening October 25th. Learn more at wisconsinsciencefest.org.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Hey, don't forget, we've got a brand new Midwest Farm Report app available for download. Find it in your Play Store, Midwest Farm Report. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
WRJN Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Get ready for a stretch that will actually feel like fall. For today, increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Wednesday, sunny skies, cooler with highs only in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Well, we have the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs happening. I always love whenever there's a best of seven series, because then I get to hear my favorite sports reporter question: would you consider this a must-win game? You know, they always feel like they have to say yes. Yeah, we want to win it. It's very important, you know. Got our uniforms on anyway, might as well try. It's not always the right answer, man. It's a math question. I wish I would answer that question honestly. It's a best of seven. You're down one game to nothing. Would you consider this a must-win game?
No.
No, we can lose tonight. We can lose tomorrow night, too. We don't want to, but that wasn't your question. You asked if it was a must-win game, and if you'd ever taken a rudimentary math class, you'd already know the magic number's three. When you're down three, then you must win them or you're out.
He's my guy, and I love him truly. He's not good looking, heaven knows, but I'm wild about his crazy clothes. He wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces, and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Me deep sea fishing in a submarine. We go to drive-in movies in a limousine. He's got a Port Liberty and a 12-foot yacht. Ah, but that's not all he's got. He's got tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. We're going to war, so he went out and enlisted in a fighting corps, but he landed in a rig for raising such a storm when they tried to put him in a uniform. He wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, he wanted tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Started feeling sick, and he decided that he better make his will out quick. He said,
just before the angels come to carry me, I want it down in writing how to bury me.
I'm wearing tan shoes with pink shoelaces, a polka dot vest, and man, oh man, I gave me tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band. Hat band.
There you go. Pink shoelaces. Dodie Stevens, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN 641. It's raining, but we're looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 64. Rain 56 degrees right now at Radio Park. Normally at this hour, I would say there's a beautiful sunrise over Lake Michigan. Can't say it this morning. Wish I could. Hey, today's WRJN Big Deals Foodie Flash Sale is on till 9 o'clock. The new cafe in downtown Racine, where classic brunch and lunch favorites fuse with the bold, vibrant flavors of Mexico City. Now imagine fluffy pancakes stacked high, breakfast tacos packed with flavor, bagels smeared with queso fundido, or as I like to say, smeared with queso fundido, or go all in with a torta or fresh salad or the triple threat burger. No matter what you crave, every hungry stomach is welcome. Now, Here's the deal, and it's a good deal. Go to WRJN.com right now, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for half price, $10. Now, I know it's half price because I figured it out before I talked. I took my calculator and said, let's see, $20 for 10. Yeah, 50% off half price. But it's only till 9 o'clock, only for the new cafe in downtown Racine, and only at WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals banner and get that half price deal till 9 o'clock only. Then it's all over. 6:42, local news, timeless hits, WRJN with the Super Supremes. You keep me hanging on. The Supremes had a hit with that song. The next year, it was a Vanilla Fudge did a rock version of it. And then in the 80s, Kim Wilde had a version of You Keep Me Hanging On. I think we're due for another version real soon. It's 6:45, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, here's a reason for doing some fall cleaning around the house. A woman in Virginia, cleaning out her closet, found a bunch of lottery tickets she had forgotten about, and she never scratched off. She scratched them off. One hit for $100,000. You know what I say? Let's start cleaning. 6:45, WRJN local news, timeless hits. Here's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Don't let the sun catch you crying.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying.
the crying's not a bad thing. But stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no. Oh, oh, oh.
Jerry Marsden just lost him. I think last year, Jerry Marsden, Jerry and the Pacemakers. 6:48, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, this is odd but true. In four of the five movies nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay at the Academy Awards back in 2011, a character in each one of the movies lost an arm in four out of the five. 127 Hours, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. The fifth movie was The Social Network. Nobody lost an arm. And then we won an Oscar. Huh. I guess there's a lesson to be learned there, huh?
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bringing new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those underserved families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road just south of Durand Avenue to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
And the morning show at WRJN brought to you each day by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Right now, during the Drive into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax title license and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
When storms hit, your home takes the damage, but you feel the stress. At Vessel Services, they specialize in roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind. From leaking roofs to busted siding and drafty windows, they've seen and fixed it all across southeastern Wisconsin. Their team shows up ready to work with real solutions and honest service. Visit 215 27th Street in Caledonia. Vessel Services. Roofing, siding, windows, and storm repair done right. Go to VesselServicesToday.com to set up your appointment.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
WRJN.
In the midnight.
the Tremolos. Here comes my baby. 6:53, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's raining now, gradual clearing today with a high near 64, a clear night tonight, lows 50. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 61. Right now, a little bit of rain, 56 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. Well, this is odd, but true. Dancing was banned at Baylor University in Texas until, drum roll. Now, you think I'm going to say like 1960, no. It was banned until 1996, just 29 years ago. So my question is, what did they do with college dances at Baylor University, huh? They couldn't dance. 6:54, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Here's Tom Jones. She's a lady.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. Well, she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady.
Jones, she's a lady, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Remember John Candy? We lost him way too soon. A beloved actor for his roles in comedies like Planes, Trains, Automobiles, and Uncle Buck. It's kind of hard to imagine him playing a more serious character or even a bad guy, but it almost happened. His son Christopher is sharing some John's lost roles in recent interviews that he's done, and he says he got the script. He was supposed to be in Pulp Fiction. That would have been bizarre. And here's another one. He was up for the role in Goodfellas. He got screen tested for it. Could you imagine John Candy in the movie Goodfellas or Pulp Fiction? Can't imagine it. It'll always be Planes, Trains, Automobiles with Steve Martin. Loved him in that role. The shower curtain ring salesman. Remember that? He sold shower curtain rings. Four Tops, Can't Help Myself. Local news, timeless hits.
Man.
Four Tops. Can't help myself. Aaron McCullum from Marine Credit Union is going to be here. We got a lot to talk about, including your Christmas debt, which you are about to incur. We'll talk about that. Plus a lot of community projects straight ahead. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Let's check the news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The federal government's headed into day 7 of a shutdown, and airline passengers like these two in Denver are starting to feel the pain.
I think it's totally ridiculous. They have no idea how they're disrupting everybody's lives, and they don't care.
Can anybody get along?
Air traffic controllers who are expected to work without pay have begun sicking out, disrupting flights across the country. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
Now what they think about as they're controlling our airspace is, how am I going to pay my mortgage? How do I make my car payment? I have a couple kids at home. How do I put food in the